My guest at this time is Republican strategist Joe Watkins, who served in the George H.W. Bush administration. He joins me now to talk about the lead-up to Tuesday's New Hampshire primary and where he currently sees things standing in the race for the GOP nomination, and ultimately how the nominee is positioned up against President Obama. And Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Delighted to be with you.
Oh, well, your former boss has endorsed Mitt Romney's got a huge lead in New Hampshire. What are the expectations for him? Does he have to win by a huge amount to basically meet those expectations?
I think he's taking nothing for granted, and he's still working very, very hard in New Hampshire. It's a state where he owns a home and where he has a lot of close relationships, where he's very, very popular. And so I expect him to do very, very well in New Hampshire next week. Right now, projections are showing him to have as much as a 22-point lead over his nearest opponent. Newt Gingrich, of course, was endorsed by the Manchester Times leader, but had a fourth-place showing, of course, this past Tuesday in Iowa. Newt will be working hard, of course, to win votes there. He'll have to compete Santorum, who had that last-minute surge in Iowa and came in second place. They'll be fighting for respectability in New Hampshire. Ron Paul will have a showing there as well. It's going to be a competitive race, but I expect Mitt Romney to stay ahead.
Risky at all for Romney to spend a little bit of this week in South Carolina, or is that smart planning since that's the next one on the list and he's already got a big lead?
Very smart for him to be in South Carolina because that's going to be a tough state. He does have the endorsement of the governor, the sitting governor of South Carolina. He is somebody who was popularly elected and has the support of conservatives in South Carolina. But South Carolina is a very important state for Mitt Romney, and he'll be tested there. Newt Gingrich was polling very, very well a couple of weeks ago there, was leading in the poll. Of course, Rick Santorum now will come on strong there. He spent a lot of time in South Carolina as well. But if Mitt Romney wins New Hampshire, as we expect him to, and then wins South Carolina, he'll be in great position. So it's well worth it for him to spend time in South Carolina to start working on that primary.
If Romney wins by a considerable margin on Tuesday in New Hampshire, does it matter too much who gets second, third, and fourth if they're relatively tightly bunched together, or will that make a huge difference going on?
It still matters because for the candidates who come in second, third, and fourth, it'll mean how much ability they have to play another day. Mitt Romney is perhaps the candidate that has the financing, the staying power to compete in state after state. Most of the others will find their financing rise or fall based upon their showing. Newt Gingrich, because of his strong showing in late November and early December in the polling data in nationally, was able to raise $9 million in the last quarter, which is substantial for him. He had not raised lots of money before that, so he raised $9 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. Now, of course, you have to continue raising money, and how you do has everything to do with whether or not donors believe that you can win. And so a strong second place showing for a Gingrich or a Santorum really helps them move forward. More distant second or third place finish or fourth place finish makes it more difficult for them to raise money to sum the guy that can challenge Mitt Romney.
We're talking with Joe Watkins, a longtime Republican strategist who served in the George H.W. Bush administration. And we're talking about the New Hampshire primary and eventually headed into South Carolina. And Joe, as I'm sure have observed as well as many others, that Mitt Romney has kind of watched this flow up and down of different Republican challengers trying to be the non-Romney in this race, and most of them have kind of fallen back. The one who's up there now is a guy that you've known about for a long time. In fact, you ran against him for the Pennsylvania Senate seat in 1994, and that's Rick Santorum. So
that's right.
While many Americans are just kind of getting to know a little bit about him, what can you tell us about him and how much staying power you think he might have?
He's a very smart guy, and he'll work as hard as anybody to try to win votes in all the states where he competes. His biggest challenge will be having enough organization to be really competitive. And then, of course, convincing people that he is electable. It's one thing to say that you have a primary objective of winning each state and then winning the nomination. The second objective is to be competitive against the Democratic incumbent, President Obama. And what many pragmatic Republicans will look at as they vote in these primaries and caucuses will be who is best positioned to beat President Obama in a fall election. And right now, I think most of those people are saying it's Mitt Romney. And the Obama administration, the Obama campaign is sensing it'll be Mitt Romney because most of their early spending in negative advertising has been against Mitt Romney. But it doesn't hurt Mitt Romney to have a hard-fought primary against competitive challengers like Santorum and Gingrich, because all that does is sharpen him for the fall election, because running against Obama, whoever it is, represents the Republican Party against President Obama, will have their hands full.
There are conservatives, as you know, who don't like the idea of Mitt Romney as the nominee, whether it's his health care record from Massachusetts or just they just don't see him as conservative enough. There's kind of a meeting of the minds coming up relatively soon. I think it's in Dallas to sort of pick a conservative alternative and coalesce around that. Do you suspect that's likely to materialize at the ballot box as well?
Well, I think so. It'll be state by state. You know, all politics end at local, which is the thing for us to consider. And I think from the standpoint of Republicans in Texas coalescing around somebody, they'll have to see how this thing goes. If Mitt Romney is successful in winning Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida, it's going to be very, very hard for anybody to make the case that there's somebody that ought to oppose him.
One of the things we've seen in recent presidential cycles, although I'm not sure it's the case this time, Joe, is that party leaders seem to like a relatively short fight. Howard Dean was supposed to win the 2004 nomination. John Kerry won Iowa in an upset, and after that, people just voted for John Kerry, and that was pretty much a done deal. John McCain and Mitt Romney kind of went back and forth a little bit in 2008, and eventually it was McCain all the way to the nomination. Do the party leaders get nervous about a protracted fight, or do they want somebody, if they can win the first two or three here, to just pretty much run the table?
Well, if somebody runs the table early on and becomes the early on favorite, then it means that they don't have to spend lots and lots of money defending themselves against their opponents, and then it gives them a chance to build unity party-wise for their base and also to begin winning independents and crossover voters. There's something to be said as well for a hard-fought primary campaign. It means that most of the negatives that can be thrown out at you are going to be thrown out at you, so you get to answer those negatives early on. And then, two, it just helps you to sharpen your image as well as your attack as a nominee. Having a hard-fought battle with very competitive fellow Republicans who are all vying for that nomination is not a bad thing for the ultimate nominee. I think it sharpens that person. They'll need to be sharp. President Obama is an excellent campaigner. He's motivational. He's a great speaker, and he's very, very good on the stump. So whoever the Republican nominee is going to have to be just as sharp and just as prepared to win the fall election. So a hard fought primary battle is not a bad thing.
Joe, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Greg. Great to talk to you.
Joe Watkins, a longtime Republican strategist, ran for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania in 1994, served in the George H.W. Bush administration. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.